Welcome to The Unraveler, a weekly commentary devoted to explaining the Torah, Haftarah, and other aspects of Jewish history, ideas, and thought. This podcast is made by the FJMC, the Federation of Jewish Men's Clubs. The material of these Unraveler podcasts provide a historical and somewhat different approach to help you, the listener, better understand Jewish life and thought. This week's Haftarah commentary is read by Michael Freilich of the Seaboard region of the FJMC, whose Judaic knowledge has been shared with men throughout North America. We hope you enjoy it and find it intellectually challenging. The opinions expressed in The Unraveler are those of the author and do not necessarily represent the opinions or policy of the FJMC.
Shalom, all you all. I am neither a rabbi, nor a scholar, nor an academician. I am what in Hebrew is referred to as a Yehudi Pashut Meharei Baltimore. I am but a simple Jew from the hills of Baltimore. This week's Parsha is the 39th Parsha in the Torah circle, which we used in the annual Jewish cycle of Torah readings in the United States. It is called Chukot. Chukot means either law, rules, regulations, or decree. The Parsha sets out the laws of corpse contamination, tumat chamet, the purification with water of prepared with the red cow, the per aduma, or the red heifer. It reports the deaths of Miriam and Aaron, and the failure of Moses at the waters of Meribah, and the conquest of Arad, the Ammonites, and Bashan. It's interesting, after 40 years of journeying through the wilderness, the Torah records the deaths of Miriam and the people's thirst for water. What I find interesting is when God tells Moses to speak to a rock, the words that he uses in the Hebrew are Shimuna Hamorim. The word Shimuna is a white way of saying, listen, please, Hamorim, is only used once in the Torah. It's believed it refers to people being jackasses, stubborn, or rebellious. There are different translations and different meanings. This, to me, is the trigger for the relationship of the Torah and the Haftarah. For me, this highlights what, in many ways, is happening in the Torah, which follows from last week, where we dealt with the rebellious Jews and Korah. It's a continuation of that theme. In the third Aliyah, God tells Moses that he and Aaron should take the water and order the rock to yield water. Miriam has just died. The rocks are no longer delivering water, so Moses is supposed to do it. He takes the rock, he assembles the congregation in front of the rock. Listen, you wise guys, you rebels. We'll get the water for you out of this rock. And then Moses struck the rock twice with his rod. Out came the water, and the community and their animals drank. But God gets upset with Moses and Aaron because they did not trust him enough to affirm his sanctity in front of the Israel people. They hit it twice, not once. God instructed once, and they did it twice out of anger. And then God says, you shall not lead this congregation into the land that I have given you. The water was named Meribah, which means quarrel or contention. Remember the word Hamorim. Well, let's figure out what's going on. The Haftorah for this Parsha is Judges. The Parsha and the Haftorah involve diplomatic missions about land issues. In the Parsha, Moses tried to negotiate passage over the lands of Edomites and the Amorites. In the Haftorah, Yiftach sends messengers to the Amorites prior to hostilities over their land. Yiftach relates and repeats the embassies described in the Parsha, and Yiftach also recounts the Israelites' victory over the Amorites described in the Parsha. Both the Parsha and the Haftorah involve promises. In the Parsha, the Israelites vowed that if God delivered the Canaanites, then the Israelites would utterly destroy their cities. In the Haftorah, Yiftach vows if God would deliver the Ammonites into his hand, and he would offer a burnt offering at whatever first came out of his house to meet him when he returned. The Haftarah concludes that just before the verses that report that Jephthah's daughter was the first to greet him, proving his vow to have been improvident. That's more or less the traditional line. I suggest there's another line going on, if you will, a little bit more seductive, and that is question of power. And the Torah portion, following last week's portion of Korah, when the rebellious were destroyed, we have rebellious people here again, the Jews, and this time it's in the Torah portion and it's also in the Haftorah portion. It's a question of power and leadership. Who is going to lead the Jews? Is it going to be Yiftach, who was the son of a harlot, who was sent away from home by his half-siblings? He became a great warrior, but when they needed help, being attacked by Amnon, Yiftach was called upon to lead the Israelites in battle. Yiftach agreed on one condition. If you bring me back to fight with the children of Ammon, and God delivers them before me, I will become your leader. The Israelites accepted this term. Last week, we had the Haftorah with whether Samuel would accept the rule of Saul, and he did not. He revoked Saul's authority and turned it over to David. People asked Samuel to make me a king, set for us a king. In this parsha, it's going to a warrior to protect them from another country. Again, it's the age-old battle of who should lead the people, who has the power to lead the people, and how do they lead the people, and what do the people want. So the lesson for me seems to be we need to deal with the issue of who has power and how we control power. Just as an aside, the word Yiftach, or the name for Yiftach, means Hashem opens or just open up. He was born in the land of Gilead. His mother was referred to as a harlot. His father was a Gilead, and his stepbrothers and sisters ostracized him. They did not provide him with any share of the inheritance left from their father. He moved away from the land to another land. He was an Israelite military leader, became known as a mighty warrior who was skilled and a daring fighter. He mobilized resistance and led a counter-offensive defeating the Amorites from Transjordan. So begin we have the story of power and who shall rule the Israelite people. Thank you for listening. And as my daughter in Texas says, Shalom, all you all.
We hope that you've enjoyed this podcast. The FJMC mission is to involve Jewish men in Jewish life. You can find more information about the organization at the FJMC's website at www.fjmc.org. Music for this podcast is Climb by Shane Ivers, and is available at www.silvermansound.com.